Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. Check them out at MontyMcGrills.com. Now, I tell you what, I just finished up this shoot yesterday for a Monty McGrill using the Eminence 405 series. This is their Omni series of grill. Holy smokes. This thing is tough. And I've got that over at my girlfriend's house. So when we're cooking over there, it is absolutely amazing. This is my favorite propane grill to cook on. So this is the 405. And I tell you what, it's got four blaze burners, one searing station for a total of 60,000 BTU. Now, it's got the full stainless finish, die cast aluminum side panels. It is dialed in. And it's got their third generation LED touch panel, so you can read it even in the daytime when it's sunny outside. And the clear view lid lets you take a look and see what's going on. 10-year limited warranty. It is a killer. Check them out at MontyMcGrills.com. If you're looking for something quick for dear old dad for next weekend, Monty McGrills is carried at Lowe's, so usually they have it on the shelf in most areas. You can go over there. They've got grills over there starting in the $300 range. This one here is about $950, but it's something that's going to last you a lot longer. And with a warranty like that, it's going to be killer. So something to think about. Usually I don't start out this show talking about recalls, but this is a big one because I actually tested one of these products on my Around the House Northwest show earlier last year. There is a huge faucet recall. If you have bought one of those under $100 faucets on Amazon for your house or your rental or whatever else, take a look. There are some serious issues. The one I purchased was like a $40 faucet. We tested it out, worked pretty good. But the Basden brand kitchen faucets, they're all of these. Take a look over at cpsc.gov/recalls. So many of these faucets, like this one here, for instance, that I got, they had about 24,000 recalled. Dangerous lead exposure for young children, sold on amazon.com. So there are three different brands of faucets over here that were in that $40 to $60 range. One of them had 29,000, one had 50,000, one had 24,000 on recall, because when it's sitting there and it's not running, it can, when you turn it back on again, you could have dangerous levels of lead, which always concerns me with these super cheap faucets. How do they make them so cheap? Yeah, they put lead in them. So take a look at that cpsc.gov/recall. So take a look at that. They say consumers shouldn't really be using the faucets, but until the faucets can be replaced, they should only consume water from the faucets after running the water for 15 seconds. So they want you to flush it out before you use it. So you're going to have to use a little bit more water, but take a look at that. That's a huge one right there. If you've got one of those Chinese knockoff faucets, that can be a huge issue. So take a peek at that. And that's a dangerous one. So make sure you've got that one taken a look at. There's a lot of different other little recalls out there. Lots of kid stuff. If you've got children in the house, there's some power banks that are recalled, some Polaris Industries stuff, some furniture for tip over, the usual suspects out there. But take a peek over there. There's an iWalk magnetic wireless power bank recall due to fire and burn hazard. About 27,500 of those. So be careful out there, guys. These are issues that we're seeing on the recall scene. I try to let you know when I see it come up each week on this show. But the faucets one is a big one. There's a lot of different things going on right now in the world of home improvement, and I wanted to talk about a couple right now. We got a great show coming up this weekend, which I'll show you here on Thursday, probably Thursday afternoon when I put out the show tease. We got some great stuff coming up here in the next week or two that I can't wait to share for you. Some new interviews and some stuff. We're going to be all over the place. We're going to have a special midweek special next week on the podcast only that you'll be able to hear that I'm looking forward to as well. So that's going to be a ton of fun. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, I had some questions come in because some people follow me personally on Facebook. And I shocked the world this week. And if you're a listener here and you're checking things out, then of course, you probably saw my status change out there. And I'm not a big put up personal stuff on Facebook. I'm not. It's just not my thing. I don't being a high schooler and airing out dirty laundry. But at some point, you have to acknowledge stuff that's happened in the past. And this last year here, I went through a divorce. And complete surprise to me. I had no idea it was coming. That's just how things go sometimes when things are cruising along, looking great. And I had a lot of friends that were fairly close and colleagues that I work with that were shocked, just like I was. And these are things that are outside of your control. And sometimes you just got to go after it. So I'm putting my house up for sale here. Divorce is final. And yes, I did meet somebody absolutely amazing here. And you'll see pictures of Elisa and I running around, I'm sure, on social media. So there's no shock there. Who's that blonde girl running out with Eric G? Yep. Life is awesome. It has been a challenge putting my house up for sale in Lake Oswego so I can find a new house one of these days to work on and time to close one chapter and open up another one. And we got so many other great stuff popping in here. We're negotiating a new show for Around the House Northwest. I'm trying to bring that to Around the House so it goes national or at least West Coast regional and then streaming national. So working with a ton of different companies. I think there's about six of them that I'm talking to right now that are interested in doing something. So we'll see what happens there. And yes, this will be the last month of Around the House Northwest in June. We'll be wrapping this up after we finish this season, which I'm cool with that. It's time to do something new. This show is not going to ever grow with the station that we have. They were happy with keeping it a local show that you could catch on YouTube regionally. So we're working on some new things there, and I can't wait. Now, if you're checking things out, and this is a big one right here, if you're checking things out, you need to head over to our Facebook page or at least over there. If you join Around the House Nation, that is our closed group. I put up a link there, and I'll put it up on our Around the House page here in the next week or two. Those videos, this is how TV works, guys, and it's not my control. Once the show is wrapped, there's about a 90% chance that stuff will disappear off the internet forever. That's how these things work. They licensed my brand, which is Around the House. It's my trademark. So unless we come up with some plan there, which I don't know if we will, those episodes, all 700 of them, of those segments, it'll be 125 episodes, I think, total. Those will be lost forever off the interweb. So that's just how that stuff goes. So we're going to have a limited time with those up on the net. So if you want to go back and take a look and pawn through those, I'll have those up in social media here soon. But if you go over to Around the House Nation or our closed group, it's free. Join over there. It's our Facebook group. And you can take a look over there. And I've got a link up there that you can grab stuff on it. We've got some of our best shows are coming up here in the next 3 weeks. We've got this Frank Lloyd Wright House next week. That's absolutely, actually on Saturday, that's absolutely amazing. And then we've got another house that's a big mansion on the water that we go take a look at. And we are seeing some amazing stuff. And we got some tips, tricks, and some DIY projects for you as well. So all of that coming up, which I'm super excited about. So we're going to have some great content out there that I really have a great crew that I've been working with here. Started out with Bradley. Him and I were in the trenches together for about 100 episodes, and Bradley Davis, I could say, gentleman, a scholar, him and I were at our throats sometimes because we were both absolutely burned out. We were doing 60 hours a week. I bet you he was doing 80 hours a week, trying to do a one-hour TV show 52 weeks a year with two guys, me, and then he had to film my crazy ass and then turn it around and put it into a TV show and make 40 minutes of content. We did the impossible. Absolutely the impossible. How we could do a year and a half of TV shows with absolutely no support. It was absolutely amazing. And I tell you what, when he reached his burnout point and left, I could tell you this, hats off to Bradley. that guy left in the most classiest way possible. There is not a person I've worked with in my nearly 40 years of working that has left a position in more of a selfless, planned out, tactical way that left us in a better position, even though he was a priceless part of the team. So hats off to Bradley on that. That guy is out there working on home improvement stuff out there, and hats off to him, because that brother knows what he's doing. And man, I've never seen anybody bow out successfully and do it with such class. Hats off to him. We've got a great team now that we've got. Nothing against Bradley. It's a different half hour show. So it was a remake for our second half of the TV show, but those guys are great. We're still working there, and we'll keep kicking out shows here for the rest of the month. All right, guys, I got to run. I got to do my script here for the TV show this weekend so I can get that out the door, so you have something to watch on Saturday. All right, everybody, we'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you soon. Stay safe out there.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.